In the heavenly kingdom, governed by the honey king who protects his people, the herb. This kingdom is located in the Aurel forest, which is near from other kingdom. An elf named Bob did not respect the law. He stole the civil war of the king, so he was outcast and jailed in a distant land. Heiko, a beautiful thin, ginger, and great-eyed elf, who loved him. We do everything to feed him. She begins to visit an old wise man.
Hello? Hello?
Yes. What can I do for you, my child?
Pleased to meet you. My name is Heiko. I need your help. I am looking for my boyfriend, Bob, who has been ejected from the kingdom. I don't know where he is.
Yes, I have the power to locate him, but it will not be free. I need to exchange my service with something more precious than gold.
But what?
An elf's tear.
If it's the price, I will give you one, but I want my informations at first. I really want to see him alive.
So the old wise man threw herbs and other ingredients, and a huge flame sprang out of the cauldron. In the smoke, Heiko could see Bob, alive, chained in an unknown volcano. The wise man explained her the way she would have to follow to find him. She started off. While she was passing in the werewolf's forest, she has been captured by the werewolves because she did not ask them to pass in their land. At night, the alpha wolf asked Heiko some explanations.
Who are you to take on a trip in our lands without any authorization? Are you looking for your last breath? Do you wanna die?
I am in a quest. I am looking for the elf I love, who was taken away from me.
Nothing and nobody should not get in the way of love. I wish her to be escorted to our borders right now.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Heiko got out of the forest and went in the dwarf's mountain. While she was walking on a small way, she met a group of dwarves.
Hello? Excuse me? Do you know where is the volcano?
The dwarves were reflecting between them, but didn't give an answer. Suddenly, two other dwarves came, panicky. They were worrying for their leader's life.
Please, please, help us!
Our leader is sick!
He just took a dart in the shoulder.
Heiko was generous with good faith, so she offered his help. And miraculously, she has succeeded. To thank her, the two dwarves asked her what she wants.
Thank you so much, Heiko. What can we do to thank you?
Could you escort me to the volcano? I am trying to save my boyfriend.
Yes, we can.
They started off. They arrived on a beach. They saw far off on the water an island which there was a much vented volcano.
We need to build a raft,
said the dwarf.
Yes, let's go,
answered Heiko. So they were trying to build a small raft to join the island of the banished, while a terrifying giant red crab got out of the water. He said,
can I help you to cross?
Yes, with pleasure. We were precisely counseled.
No problem, but before all, you will have to resolve my riddle. What is as big and large as me but who doesn't weigh anything?
The three people looked at each other when Heiko got up abruptly and said,
that's your shade!
The crab started to laugh and made them sign to get on board. The little group climbed on the crab's carapace and sailed to the isle. They caught sight of the volcano, protected by impressive snakes. The bad guy who governed this land was none other than the Anaconda, the most terrifying of all. Aiko and the dwarves tried to make a plan.
Dwarves! Go to make diversion on the other side to attract the attention of the snakes and their leader,
said Aiko.
The dwarves ran to the other side of the hill and started to imitate monster noises. During this time, Aiko ran inside the volcano to find and save Bob. They luckily both get out. The dwarves join them. Bob whistles and all of a sudden a griffin appears. The little group get up on the griffin's back and they flew to return back to the dwarves' village. When all went back to calm, Aiko was needing to talk with Bob.
Bob, now you have to explain me. Why did you steal Kingdom's silverwares? I don't understand.
If I committed this act, it was to whistle them. Not to become rich, but to marry you and finance a beautiful wedding.
The dwarves were really touched by this news and accepted to allow Aiko and Bob to live there. So they spent their existence in the dwarves' forest and stayed happy for the rest of their lives.